It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM, I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Delana Barr. She is with the 4-H at the USU Extension here in Carbon County. Talk about a lot of events that are coming up in August. Just when you thought summer was almost over, 4-H comes and they've got a lot of cool camps that are coming up in the month of August. So we're going to talk about those. Plus, give you a little bit of a preview of what's going to happen here in the fall. Delana, thank you so much as always for coming in today.
Thank you.
So let's start out with what you've got coming up for the month of August, because it is jam-packed.
It is. We're sneaking in all that we can. Well, first we have a mountain bike camp, and this is teen-led by a teen, and he is going to do this come August 3rd, and we want to get interest and have kids come out, and he's going to teach some safety and some skills that way.
And that's going to be on August 3rd, August 6th, and 7th. You've got something fun. Get them outside again. A little bit of exercise. You've got a tennis camp. Let's talk about that one.
Tennis camp. Yeah, Pete Riggs from Carbon High is going to do this camp for us and give them the basics of tennis and get them interested. So that is also coming up at the tennis courts.
And then August 11th through the 13th, babysitting camp.
I know. Who doesn't want to do babysitting camp? Oh, the funnest things that they're going to learn and do and have projects in a kit, but learn the safety and care of kids.
And I would assume that, yeah, it's going to teach them about that kind of safety and stuff like that, and maybe some activities they can do with the kids and all that stuff to
keep them happy, keep them safe, yes.
Okay, and then going on the entire month of August, you have still these grab-and-go kits. Let's talk about some of those and run down what some of them are for the month of August.
Okay, a lot of these are STEM oriented and they're just really fun. The first one we have coming up in August is UV buddy beads. I think they get to make a bracelet, but once they take them outside, they change colors and things like that. They've got a plant press, so a whole kit to go out and identify plants, a little magnifying glass, and then a press that they get to collect and preserve their flowers. So many things from They've even got a Skittles and a circuit making. There's just so many different things that they can sign up for to get in some of that STEM and some learning and see how these things work together.
And these grab-and-go kits, work. How do they work? What do people need to know about
that? So they sign up on ut.4h online,
okay.
And you're a 4-H member, and you can do that also on that same website. And then you can go in and you look for Carbon in events, and it will have all of our grab-and-goes that are available. And to sign up in the Mondays, you come and pick them up. And if you need any help, you call the office.
Okay. And there is, what is the fee to be in 4-H right now? And then you were saying that it's kind of getting to the end of the cycle because you guys usually sign up. It goes from September to September.
It does. So in September, we will re-register everybody. And it is a $10 fee. Then that just ensures that the all the leaders have had their background check, that they're safe, and that it lasts for the whole year. From September to September, everything we've got going on that takes care of your membership, which also gives a little insurance of if anybody gets hurt, there's that gap insurance.
Right. So, and what you're saying is really, let's just look at it this month alone. That $10 in the month of August, it gets you the mountain bike camp, a tennis camp, and a babysitting camp.
Right, and the babysitting camp, there's an extra fee of $5 just for the supplies you'll take home.
Okay, and then plus the grab-and-go kits as well.
Yeah.
So that's where your $10 for the entire year will get you in just the month of August.
Yes.
That's kind of crazy.
It is great.
It's a lot of great activities for kids to do. And of course, we talked about giving a little preview of what's coming here in the fall, and you've got a couple of interesting groups that are coming up, and they're really parent driven, so let's talk about those.
Okay, they are parent driven, and what's exciting about that is that we can bring in what your kids are interested in. We have Clover Buds, who are from 5-year-olds to 7-year-olds, and then we're going to have a third, fourth, and fifth grade club, and probably meet on Mondays and just give, we've got curriculum we can pull from. We can do anything the kids want to do. But I'm really excited about the sixth grade club because that's just such a fun age that they're able to do so many things. And we can do from hiking to crafts to robotics, Legos, anything we want to do, we can make it happen. And then the seventh and eighth grade, we have a junior teen council. And then the high schoolers, we have a teen council. And this is these are the leadership groups. And we give them opportunities to become a leader. This year, they ran the summer camp. They ran the workshops. They planned it, the theme, the all the supplies needed. And it was just a great opportunity for these kids to be leaders in our county.
And that's one thing that you do gain from 4-H. Is how to be a leader and how to do these kinds of things.
4-H grows leaders.
Very, very cool. All right, so do you need to call and pre-register for any of these things that are coming up?
Most of it you can just do right online. Go to ut.4honline.com, sign up to be a member, and then come back in and re-log in and sign up for all the activities that we have.
Okay, and then if they need to get in touch with you personally, like on the phone or anything like that, what's your guys' phone number?
Call us at 636-3233.
Okay, and you guys are located there in the county building, correct?
Yes.
And you were saying that this fall you will be able to have some semblance of clubs and stuff after school with smaller groups, though.
Yes, smaller groups, and we help you get it all set up to stay in those safe parameters.
Perfect. Perfect. Hey, Delana, thank you so much for stopping in today. We really appreciate
it. Thank you.
That's Delana Barr with the 4-H here in Carbon County as part of the USU Extension. If you have, information or want to be members of 4-H, give them a call. Get your kids signed up. It's a lot of fun for not a lot of money, really. Thank you so much. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always head on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.